Well, you know you are getting old when the preacher says downstairs, you can either take the elevator or the steps. There might have been a time when he would have said, the steps are right there. But I was on the Power Lecture Program a week or so ago, and I got to looking at the schedule over in South Haven, and I said, I think I am the second oldest man on this program. You don't feel that old, but you, I said, I've always appreciated Brother Robert Taylor Jr., but I really appreciate him even more since he kept me from having the honor of being the oldest man on that program. But he's doing all right, and we appreciate him. It's great to be back in this area. Of course, I've spent about 4 years at the Greenville congregation, and a great time there, and had an opportunity to speak here years ago in the summer series here. And it's good to be back in this area and to be with you. And I'm not going to take too much more time to express appreciation except just to say I am grateful, very much so, for the opportunity to be with you. And I appreciate very much the great song leading and the singing. And I particularly appreciate the last song. And I dare say it was done by design, most likely. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And my assignment deals with that very theme. In other words, what is our master? What is your master? I want us to go to Matthew chapter 6 as a key text in the time we have this morning and look at the context of verse